nothing but the blues. Nothing but the blues. Hear what I say.
than I care looks of you. Girl, you've got a lot of things I'd like to steal, it's true. So something deep inside me just gets chained up in a knot. To know that you would want to take away the one thing that I've got. Give to you to make you go away. I ain't got no diamonds, ain't got gold, no rubies. I ain't got a lot of cash, but I've got some old home movies. You should see the one my daddy took of us on our wedding day. You see his face as I'm walking down the aisle. Does he look at you that way? And I ain't gonna leave my man, but I'm stretched dangerously thin. So anything but him I'll let you take. Tabitha, what else can I give to you?
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Look at you.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:25 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday. What is the date today? Sunday, October the 6th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let me begin by apologizing for not being on the air last Sunday. I was here at the studio downstairs, however. My pass card would not let me in. And by the time I got to thinking about, well, the sports show was just about virtually over. So to go to the police station and have them buzz me in again, it would probably be almost like half an hour into my Sounds of Praise program. So I decided, hey, I don't know why my card's not working. I got in the week before without any problem. So I decided to turn it over to the higher authorities, and I came by Friday, and the card worked, and here I am today. Late, but nevertheless, I'm here. So let's get right into the sports scores. Major League Baseball, American League yesterday, the Yankees 8 and the Twins 2. The Yankees lead that series 2-0. And the Astros 3 and the Rays 1, and the Astros lead that series 2-0. If you didn't hear, excuse me, on Friday, the Braves defeated the Cardinals 3-0. That series is tied at 1-1. And also on Friday, the Nationals defeated the Dodgers 4-2. That series is also tied at 1-1. Sorry, I didn't see, well, I saw highlights, I guess, of some of the games, but I didn't see any of the games in their totality. A lot of things going on in my life. What can I say? Can't be everywhere. And Major League Baseball, especially since the Red Sox are not involved, has to take a back seat with everything else that's going on. And I do other things going on other than sports, sad to say. But, well, maybe I shouldn't be so sad. There's some really good things going on. But anyway. A lot of things taking place, and so therefore, I have no clue, excuse me, as to what is going on in Major League Baseball from a first-hand perspective. But I expected the Yankees to pull it out over the Twins. Twins, I am surprised, are there, based upon how they played last year. They had a fairly good year, but I guess Rocco Baldelli could be the Rookie Coach of the Year. If there's an award for Rookie Coach of the Year, a manager, I guess, in Major League Baseball. He got the Twins into the playoffs. They're down 2-0, but 0, but 2-0 they're down. But anyway, they're going home. Maybe they can turn things around. Who knows? I thought the Yankees starting pitching was a little suspect, but thus far, if it is, the bats have made up for it, and so therefore, that's not surprising. Okay, over in the Astros, I have the Astros going all the way. Haven't seen them that much, but the fact that they picked up Greinke in the offseason gave me good reason to think that they had a shot at taking it all the way to the house. that means winning the Major League. Winning in the American League and then also winning the World Series as well. So we'll see how close I am to that. Braves and Cardinals, I don't think I've seen a Braves-Cardinals game all year. Maybe some highlights, but that's about it. And as far as the Nationals and Dodgers, I may have seen a game or two here or there, but not a complete game. And so, therefore, I thought the Dodgers would win out in that series. And the Cardinals may be more experienced in playoffs in recent years than the Braves. So, yeah, I think I root for the Braves, however. The former Boston Braves, Milwaukee Braves, and now the Atlanta Braves. So, matter of fact, one of the first games I ever saw, Major League Baseball games I ever saw, was at Old Braves Field here in Boston, Alston Brighton area, which is now Boston University Field. And, excuse me, the Braves, I believe, lost to the Chicago Cubs that year, who went on to play in the World Series. I think they lost to Detroit in the World Series. So, I go way back. 1945, I believe that was. In 1947, saw the Braves play the Brooklyn Dodgers. And a young fellow named Jackie Robinson came up and signed our programs. Had no clue who Jackie Robinson was and what it meant to have a black man playing Major League Baseball. And I think before we got back home, I lost my program. That probably worth, you know, a few hundred bucks this year by this time. But anyway, that's the way it goes. We weren't well informed as a bunch of kids. We just wanted to get to the baseball game. Didn't cost us a thing. And we had popcorn, we had ice cream, and hot dogs, and a drink, I believe. All on the house. 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, October the 6th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Like I said, just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, 22nd annual. Okay, pass on that one. Let's try this one. Autumn Outdoor. Autumn, hey, this is my granddaughter's name. Great-granddaughter's name. Autumn Outdoor Exercise Public Service Announcement. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and also by a Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's get right back into sports scores. Yesterday in college football, actually this game was played Friday, Cincinnati, unranked, defeated UCF, ranked number 18, 27-24. Upset, 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 upset. Excuse me. Yesterday's games, Georgia 43, Tennessee 14, Ohio State 34, Michigan State 10, LSU 42, Utah State 6, Oklahoma 45, Kansas 20, upset, 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 Florida ranked number 10, defeated Auburn ranked number 7, 24-13. I had heard somebody talking about Auburn probably being the best, one of the best college teams in the country this year. Well, they didn't prove it yesterday. Wisconsin 48, Kent State 0, Notre Dame 52, Bowling Green 0, Texas 42, West Virginia 31, Penn State 35, Purdue 7. Oregon 17, California 7, upset, upset, upset. Michigan ranked number 19, defeated Iowa ranked number 14, 10-3. Stanford unranked, was an upset. Stanford unranked, defeated Washington ranked number 15, 23-13, two upsets in a row there. Boise State 38, UNLV 13. Upset, 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 unranked Texas Tech defeated Oklahoma State, ranked number 21, 45-35. And SMU, 43, Tulsa, 37, and that game took three overtimes. It's 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 6th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in sports conversation, but to do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it's 4:42 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Evangelist, and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. We're talking sports here on a Brown Perspective on Sports. And National Hockey League. The National Hockey League is underway. Yesterday, the Sabres 7 and New Jersey 2. Panthers 4 and the Lightning 3. The Rangers 4 and the Senators 1. The Hurricanes 3 and the Capitals 2. The Canadiens 6 and the Maple Leafs 5. The Penguins 7 and the Blue Jackets 2. The Blues 3 and the Stars 2. The National Hockey League champion Blues, St. Louis Blues, won the championship last year. Bruins were right there, just couldn't make it. Red Wings 5 and the Predators 3. The Bruins 1 and the Coyotes zip. The Bruins are 2-0 on the season. Avalanche beating the Stars prior to that. Avalanche 4 and the Wild 2. The Flames 3 and the Canucks zip. The Oilers 6 and the Kings 5. And the Ducks 3 and the Sharks 1. Haven't seen a Bruins game, or even haven't seen a highlight of a Bruins game thus far this year. Like I said, a lot of things going on in my life. But anyway, Halleck was in goal yesterday and stopped 35 shots. 35 shots! Kempa stopped 25 shots and scored one, allowed one to score. And told the Bruins up 2-0 on the season. And that win yesterday, Marchand got his first goal of the year at 18:41 of the first period with assist from Patrice Bergeron. Sound familiar? Leading scorers, I think, last year on the Bruins, and they're right back at it. Okay, 4:44 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And I know you're excited to know what happened last week as we have this contest going on with me, my son, Scott, our good friend, David Hines, Kenny Butler, and Bill Tidwell. And right from the get-go, I jumped off. Actually, David and I were tied for first place after the first week of play. And I jumped out to a one-game lead after the second week. And last week, and the third week, I went out to a five-game lead. I don't know if anybody's ever had a five-game lead at any time in our past years of picking the scores. And I had what I thought was a horrible week in week four, going 7-8. But except for Kenny, who went 8-8, nobody else had a good week either. Bill went 6-9. When he phoned in his picks, he said, "Oh, I'm off to a bad start again. I thought I was doing well." Oh, Bill, you moved up a position. And David and Scott went 5-10. Scott was moaning and groaning about, same thing, not having much opportunity to put in time studying the games because of other obligations. Well, anyway, I am still in first place with a four-game lead over Kenny. I'm 40-22, and Kenny is 36-26. David and Scott are tied for third place with 33-29. And Bill, you're not that far behind. 32-30. You're over 500 after getting off to a very slow start. Okay, so that was that week. Let's see what we have on tap for week five. Everybody except for Bill had the Rams, and the Rams lost to the Seahawks. So, Bill, you gained the game on everybody. You're 33-30, and You're tied with David and Scott, and Kenny is 36 and 27. He's 3 games up, and I am 40 and 22. I am 3 games up. Or is that 4? I'm 4 games out. Kenny, yeah. Bill's the only one who picked the Seahawks over the Rams. Okay, so let's see what we have, what I have anyway, going into this week's games. I can find my stuff here. Hold on, we'll be right with you. Somewhere in here is my information. My problem is Bill is not computer literate, and I have to print everything else out for myself and him as well, and that slows things down quite a bit. But here we go. Here are my picks. Nope, those are not. That's the week before. Oh, don't tell me I didn't bring my picks for this week. I can't find them. They should be here. But anyway, let me go off the top of my head. I think I know who I picked. But anyway, let's go off the top of my head. I can't find it. It should be here, but it's not. So anyway, I have the Panthers over the Jaguars. And I had a nice comment on that as well, but I can't find it. I go to all the effort of making these nice comments, and then when showtime comes, they're nowhere in sight. Okay. I have the Bengals over the Cardinals. I think I know what I said there, that the Bengals are going to win one at home, finally. I got the Texans over the Falcons, and that's the Patriots JV team. The Falcons are terrible, seem to be, so far this year, and show no signs of improving. I got the Saints over the Buccaneers. The Saints! I said, Drew who? The Saints are playing just as well with Drew Brees out of the lineup. And it seems, as I think Scott mentioned, it looks like the Saints defense, which was a key need the last few years, has really improved. And I guess, you know, if you got the great offense and you got a draft, people, you draft people for where your need is, and it looks like, is this it? What am I looking for here? Nope. That's not it. So anyway, it looks like the Saints have improved their defense, and they seem to be running right along as if Drew Brees was out there, and he's not. So, I had the Saints finishing pretty high with a shot at going to the Super Bowl. I thought the Rams would have improved, and the Rams have not improved offensively. And it seems like they're having problems defensively as well. I've got the Vikings over the Giants. I said the Vikings are going to get their act together, and they're going to plunder the big city. I've got the Bears over the Raiders. This is Khalil Mack's revenge game. I got the Eagles bouncing back and beating the Jets. The Jets seem to be a turnaround team. Eagles aren't playing that well either, but I got the Eagles over the Jets. I've got the Ravens over the Plastics. Actually, I mean the Steelers. They've been playing like plastic. So anyway, I think the Ravens are going to go in there and do a job on the Steelers. And I've got the Titans over the Bills. I don't think the Bills quarterback is going to be off concussion protocol. And somebody was saying that was a dirty hit. Yeah, he got hit in the head. You get hit in the head in a football game, you're going to have bad things happen. Was it on purpose? Was it a dirty play? No. Actually, one person on the Patriots was tackling the quarterback, and as he was going down, a second person came in. Hey, you can't just stop in the middle of what you were planning to do. And, you know, because you don't know whether the other player is going to, the other player that's being tackled is going to get away from the first tackle. And it just happened as he was going down, he got a hit in the head. So there you go. Patriots over Washington. Washington is in a dilemma. And I'm saying, I better leave that one alone. Patriots looked like they should win easily, although Gostkowski is out for the rest of the year, our kicker. This guy Nugent, I heard his name, but I know nothing about him. And I would say if I was the Patriots, I would scout all of the college football teams last year, see who what kickers graduated or available, and bring in some young guy. Yeah, maybe they'll do that. Maybe that's what they're doing. But right now they're going with the old veteran, Mike Nugent, I believe his name is. Patriots over Washington in that game. I've got the Chargers over the Broncos, a home team victory. The Broncos, even with Joe Flacco, are having problems. Hello? Oh, okay, that's the fan on the equipment here. And I got the Cowboys over the Packers. I got the Colts over the Chiefs in the Sunday night game. That, to me, is my upset pick of the week. Colts over the Chiefs. I don't know if anybody else has gone with me on that one, but I'm going Colts. Colts, you know, could very well have been undefeated with Adam Vinatieri missing some points after touchdowns and a field goal or two in the very first game. They've been playing, you know, fairly well. And the Monday night game, I got the 49ers over the Browns. I, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm taking him over Big Mouth down there in Cleveland. So, there you go. Those are my picks. That's what happened last week. And I got to figure out how to keep my stuff together so that when it comes to program time, I know where I am. I know what my stuff is. I know what's going on. Right now, everything is in chaos. It's 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, putting the wraps on this edition, this Sunday, October 6th edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Like, I'm going to apologize one more time for not being on the air last Sunday. Came to the station, but my pass card would not work. And by the time I got through fiddling around with it, I said, hey, my first show is all over, just about over. By the time I go to the police station and get them and then let them know I need to be buzzed in, someone said the process only takes about 2 minutes. I'm not sure about that, because if I call from downstairs, how do they know who I am? You know, and they're going to buzz everybody in that calls and say, yeah, I can't get into the station. Maybe so, maybe no. I don't know. The old system was you had to go to the station. Let them know. I had to go to the police station. Let them know you couldn't get into the radio station. And then you go back to the radio station, get out of your car. They would, you know, talk to them on the phone, and they would buzz you in. And there was 1, 2, 3 doors. You got to, actually 4 doors for me. I had to get the stuff out of the music department to get my program rolling. So I decided, hey, I'll call the officials who are in charge here. And came by Friday, got in. And I said, okay, hopefully it'll work Sunday morning. And it worked. I'm here. But you keep your fingers crossed every time you come to the station. You don't know what's going to happen. Okay, 4:57 here on WFLA Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. And we are going to be featuring the music of Fred Hammond. How about that? That was not what was originally scheduled. But actually, we may do a Fred Hammond Part 1 and a Fred Hammond Part 2 program. And the following Sunday, which will be the 20th, we're going to get back to what I had planned to do last Sunday. So, anyway, don't ask me why. It's just that's the way things worked out here. Okay, stay tuned. Sounds of Praise, Fred Hammond Family and Friends, Part 1, here on Sounds, on WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry. Stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way.